Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. I'm Vanessa Denha Garmo here of Epiphany Communications Coaching and Consulting. I'm excited to talk with you about a new story that's coming out. Local entrepreneurs are awarded 13 Sylvan Learning territories in Michigan. Cousins and business partners Ed Bahura and Natalie Yasu have been awarded 13 Sylvan Learning territories in the greater Detroit, Michigan area. The two longtime business partners are new franchisees of Sylvan Learning Centers, the leading provider of supplemental and enrichment education for K through 12 students with more than 710 locations worldwide. To talk with us about this announcement, we have two guests joining us, which I'm really excited that they're here today. Ed Bahura is the executive director and owner. He has more than 40 years of experience in the community. And in business engagement, he earned a bachelor's of science from the University of Detroit and was the chairman of the board of the directors for Gleaners Community Food Bank of Southeastern Michigan. Ed's passion for supporting children comes out of this venture. And Margaret Felix also joins us. She's the director of intervention and support services and the director of intervention and support services in the West Bloomfield location. Thank you, Margaret and Ed, for being with us here today on It's Your Community.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
So let's talk. Margaret, thank you so much for being with us too. And I'm excited to talk with you about your history with Sylvan as well and the time you've spent working at the West Bloomfield Center. But let's start with you, Ed. What really inspired you as a longtime business owner in Southeast Michigan to want to go into the Sylvan Learning Centers and become a franchisee?
Thank you, Vanessa. Yes. So after I retired, you know, I noticed that I was really bored, even though I had some, you know, doing some side jobs and trying to stay busy. But I felt, you know, something was missing and I needed to do something, quality, something meaningful.
Yeah.
So, you know, the harder the challenge, the happier I get. So I guess with my strong Catholic faith, I pray to God. Uh-huh. To find me a business that would be, you know, meaningful, that would be challenging. So I felt like when Sylvan, you know, came by, I believe my prayers were answered. At first, what drew me to Sylvan was, you know, the numbers, the metrics, as they're called, to see how the business is profitable. So the business was doing well, and it looked like it had a promising future.
Yeah.
But, you know, Vanessa, through the past, I haven't had like this indication that something is really important and something is really meaningful. And that's when my hair stands up. And my family and friends will tell you is when Ed's hair stands up, then this is something for real. And so when I realized that not only Sylvan, you know, is educating and tutoring kids, but the fact that I would be involved in a business that is going to allow to take the students that are struggling and putting them back on course to help them finish college and, you know, avoiding being left behind in, you know, poor or challenging neighborhoods, all my hair stood up.
Yeah.
And I said, oh my God, this is like so meaningful. This is amazing.
Yeah.
And I jumped at the opportunity.
Really a passion for our future. We know our kids are our future, but this is a passion to help them become stronger leaders in the future, which is really amazing, Ed. And I love that passion too. And, you know, Margaret, can you give us, you've been with Sylvan for a while now. Tell us, give us our listeners an overview of Sylvan Learning Centers.
So Sylvan Learning Centers have, been around, so actually they're celebrating their 45th anniversary in 2024. We have over 700 locations, and the main thing with Sylvan is we individualize each student's plan, and we take into consideration the whole student, their needs, their individual needs, and really work with those students, whether it be in the tutoring centers or if we bring the program into the schools. So we're focused and not only enhancing the student skills, but also their confidence and their love of learning.
Mm-hmm. You know, you make a really good point, Margaret, about helping with their confidence. You know, we know when kids struggle, it does affect their confident levels. What have you seen, you know, and when you see a child coming in that is struggling in math or another subject, and they finally, it clicks with them and they start doing well in school. What's some of the things that you've seen with those kids?
It's always so great to see. And the great thing is that we see it almost every day, or when we hear these stories from the parents. When we had a student who came in, she was in kindergarten and she didn't know any of her letters or her sounds, and she was behind and stressed out. And, you know, she was coming to us and working with us. And then her mom came in and said she was reading signs, road signs in the car, and she was writing little notes around the house. And it's so good to hear that it's really helping them and affecting their lives and their confidence.
Yeah, in a positive way. And I'm sure, Ed, that's part of where your passion comes from, is knowing that you're making such an impact on the lives of these kids through this service that Sylvan Learning offers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. So, Ed, tell us about the territories. There's a new announcement about you and your business partner purchasing these new territories. Tell us about the Sylvan Learning Centers in this area that you are running.
Sure. So that's a very, very exciting question. So currently, there are three territories that encompass four locations. So the current locations that we have are, as you mentioned earlier, West Bloomfield. We have another center in Livonia, and then Canton, and then Dearborn. And then in the process of, you know, looking at the business, looking at how much area does Sylvan cover right now, and I realized there was a lot of open space and a lot of area that Sylvan was not available in Metro Detroit. So I decided that I'm going to buy the rights to most of Southeastern Michigan, which the area is going to include all of Wayne County, Southern Macomb County, and parts of Northern County, which is roughly 1,000 square miles. And that's what's amazing, that we're going to have this kind of an impact in Southeastern Michigan. So our plan is to open 10 Sylvan centers in the next 5 years. We're going to open two every year. And then we also plan on opening 20 what's called satellite locations. And those are locations that are located in libraries, universities, schools, and community centers, basically where the kids and the families hang out. So it's a very, very exciting time and very unbelievably satisfying opportunity up ahead for us.
Yeah, that is exciting. And, you know, you mentioned, Margaret, about working with a kindergartner. And so you work with kids at all different ages and grades, obviously K through 12. And you also help kids prepare for ACT and SAT. Can you tell us about that, Margaret?
Sure, of course. So Sylvan's test prep is highly effective. It increases their scores and the student scholarship opportunities. So right now, the SAT board has come out with an entirely new test, the digital SAT. Mm-hmm. And so Sylvan has revamped their program to match that test. And so we have our SAT certified tutors. They either work with individual students or groups of students. It just depends on the location. We're like with all our programs, we're very flexible and work with the students' individual needs. And so in this test prep, they can they have access to physical workbooks, and they work with tutors on those, and they also have access to online portals, and there's practice exams, instructional videos. So it's just a whole well-rounded thing, and it's really preparing them for this new test.
And you mentioned, Margaret, and I know you've spoken about this before, Ed, is that, you know, with the ACT and SAT, it's not just help them get into college, but also help them get some scholarship money. Can you elaborate on that?
Sure, absolutely. You know, with Sylvan's programs being scientific and being just factual based, that, you know, there is 45 years of history that Sylvan can show that the SAT and ACT prep courses are very effective. And we've had several parents tell us, and as a matter of fact, I'm going to share a Google review later on, that, you know, the parents spend anywhere between $500 to $2,000, depending on, you know, how long the course they want to buy. But then imagine a parent spending $500 to $2,000 and then getting a full scholarship to college. I had one parent told me that he wasn't even expecting his daughter to get a scholarship, and she ended up getting a full scholarship to the University of Alabama for almost $140,000, which included room and board. Can you imagine spending $2,000 and getting back $140,000? This is why I'm so excited.
Wow. That's pretty incredible. We're talking with Ed Bohora here and Margaret Felix. Ed Bohora and his business partner, longtime business partner, Natalie Yasu, have purchased Sylvan Learning Center franchises here in Southeast Michigan, and they are on an expansion mode. And Margaret has been working with Sylvan Learning Centers as the Director of Intervention and Support Services. And we're talking about this new business opportunity for Ed, but also what it means to the community in terms of helping supplement the education for children in Southeast Michigan. And so tell us, Ed, you mentioned satellite offices, but there's also a virtual learning component with this as well. Like, you don't have to always do the bricks and mortar and meet with the teachers in person. And maybe Ed and Margaret, you can elaborate on that. What is that? What is the virtual learning?
So we have the option for students. They can meet online just with the same teachers using our same program at the same time as our other instruction. So it gives parents and students a little more flexibility. We have a couple students every instructional hour that take advantage of this. And so that way, if they're further away or it's just easier to fit in their schedule, we can do that. So it's the same great program, same great teachers, just another way to do it virtually and online.
You know, I can imagine what a benefit that is, Margaret and Ed, because as a parent myself of a teenager, you know, you're often a taxi driver when you're a parent, right? And that saves a lot of time for parents, you know, when they're already driving their kids all over town.
Right, exactly. And that's a lot of our students, or we had one who was a longtime student and then he moved a little bit further away, still in our area, and it's just, it was easier to do it that way.
Him. As a business entrepreneur, Ed, you have also been a long time connector and collaborator, and as somebody who served in the chairman of Gleaners, you understand the importance of that, right? And collaborating and connecting with people, networking with people. You know, how could people listening today or different organizations collaborate with your efforts at Sylvan Learning as a franchisee?
Well, you know, realizing the incredible disruption COVID had on learning, you know, one of our first priorities will be community partnerships. And that meaning we take Sylvan's curriculum into K through 12 schools and youth organizations. And we want to collaborate with all those educators in all those schools and in all those school districts. So not only are we going to be helping parents and students, you know, physically in the centers and also virtually if they want to do it online, and we can also have one-on-one, but our main focus, and I don't want to get away from how many centers that we have to open, because we have an agreement with Sylvan. We have to open quite a few centers and we will do that. But our main focus is going to collaborate with school districts across our entire area. So we currently serve 20 schools right now annually. We aim to expand that quickly. Our goal is to be serving 100 schools within 3 years. And what is most exciting is taking the Sylvan programs into the largely underserved and underperforming areas and becoming part of that comeback story.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, yesterday I had a very, very satisfying meeting with folks at Oakland University. And my history, as you know, as far as my career and where I've been working, I spent the last 30 years in Pontiac, and Pontiac is very dear to me. And that's why I kind of approached some connections. As you say, I'm a connector. I know a lot of people, and you know, I kind of see the connection and the light bulb right away. So I reached out to my connection there, and he got me a great meeting with the leadership of Oakland University. And starting in January, we're going to be starting a pilot study that is going to, we're going to show them how the Sylvan's SAT and ACT program is different than all the rest, including the ones that they are offering them right now. And then given that Pontiac is also in what's called a promise zone, and that started about 20 years ago in Kalamazoo, where philanthropists and donors and leaders came together and pulled the money together. And so if every student that passes the SAT is going to get 4-year scholarship to any college in Michigan. So imagine the thought, just so Sylvan's going to help them pass the SAT, which we're very confident that we're going to be able to do that. And then they're going to be able to get into a 4-year college anywhere in the state. And Oakland University was all over this yesterday. And so these are the kind of connections that we kind of want to make and the programs that we want to create. And so that's why, you know, we believe education is everything. And every student deserves Sylvan's personalized learning. And our territories, as I said earlier, include Detroit, Highland Park, Inkster, Hamtramck, Pontiac, and others that fall into that underserved and underperforming areas. Because my entire life has been devoted to, you know, helping the needy and the children, the veterans. And I just see that Sylvan has this incredible ability to make a big difference. And of course, we want to go where the need is the most.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, and I can't tell you how satisfying that is as well.
Yeah. You know, and speaking of education, I love that, Ed. And speaking of education, Margaret, you have been in the educational industry for more than 20 years, really making a positive impact in the lives of students and fostering the next generation of leaders. Where does that passion of yours comes from, Margaret, and the work that you do in education?
Well, actually, when I was going to college, I thought I was going to be a physical therapist.
Oh.
Doing, you know, I was a few years into it. And I was always working with children. I was always babysitting. I had all these other, like, I was working at camp. And I was just thinking of how boring almost it seemed, and how my friends who were in education, how it seemed like it was making a difference. And it was so fun. And then I realized that this is what I wanted to do. And so I changed my major and went into education and to make a difference and to work with these kids. Mm-hmm. Every day.
So speaking of every day working with them, give us the day-to-day rundown of how Sylvan Learning works for parents listening who might be interested in taking their kids to a Sylvan Learning Center.
Sure. So the first thing that we do, as I mentioned, at Sylvan, each student has their own customized learning plan. Mm-hmm. So the first thing they would do is come in for an assessment for if they wanted whatever subject they wanted help in. Math, reading, writing. They could also take the multiple assessments. And there's multiple parts to this. There's the standardized test. And then there's also writing and reading, oral reading samples that we give them. And then also a self-assessment to see what the students really think about how they're doing and their learning and their approach. And we take all these pieces and we put them together and we make this learning plan. And then once we have the learning plan with the parents, we decide on a schedule. And then the student comes in and just starts their tutoring and working with our certified tutors.
So if people want to reach you, how do they do that? Should they contact the West Bloomfield Center? What's the best way for people listening to reach you, all of you?
Yes. The best way right now would be to call the West Bloomfield Center. Margaret is the director there, and The number there is 248-419-0048. And also you can use the website, Margaret, I think it's www.educate.com, correct?
Yes.
Go ahead and check that. While you're checking that, Margaret, I want to ask you, Ed, you know, that wonderful announcement you made about working with Oakland University and moving forward in 2024 with that. For people who are listening and may want to collaborate with you in any way, you know, what are some opportunities or what might you be looking for in terms of collaborators?
Sure. So, you know, we go back to those words that are, to me, kind of are very dear to me and just right to my heart. And that's underserved and underperforming. Mm-hmm. And that's where the need is. The greatest need is there, because that's where we're ready to, you know, to support those areas. And, you know, there's some buzzwords in this field of education, especially in that underserved and underperforming. And, you know, some of those words are intervention, high dosage learning, accelerated instruction, and core skills. And all the educators in these areas understand what these words mean. And this is what we offer. We offer these services to get the children to perform and to succeed. And we're here to serve them and become their go-to trusted resource for all their supplemental education. And I want to share a couple of 5-star Google reviews from our parents, from our own centers. And one of them is Teresa. Teresa says, "I would like to take the time to thank all of the staff at Sylvan for helping my daughter achieve her goal of attending the University of Michigan Ann Arbor with a full scholarship. My daughter has been able to maintain all A's in math and increased her SAT score by 200 points as a result of attending Sylvan." And then Cole goes on to say, "My daughter was a D and an F student last year. I got her into Sylvan math program. And from the moment she started, she went from a D student to an A student. And she has kept the A through the first quarter of seventh grade. Well worth the money." And lastly, Chris says, "Our son was at risk of losing a scholarship if he didn't raise his SAT score by 200 points. He went to the 6-hour SAT boot camp at Sylvan and increased his score by 240 points. She goes on to say, "Thank you, thank you, and thank you." And these are the kind of results that everyone can expect from Sylvan, including all those educators that are out there that, you know, need that supplemental education to get the children back on course. And we're here to serve them all, and we can't wait to do it.
That's great. That's awesome. Margaret, do you have that website you want to give out?
Sure. For the main Sylvan website is sylvanlearning.com.
Sylvanlearning.com. Sylvanlearning.com. That's the main one. You look for locations. You can call the West Bloomfield office. Ed, any last words from Margaret and you? Any last words before we let you go here in It's Your Community?
Again, I just want to give the phone number out again. It's 248-419-0048. And then the website is sylvanlearning.com. And I just want to thank you, Vanessa, for giving us the opportunity to share this amazing and exciting news for all the folks in Metro Detroit and beyond. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Ed. And thank you, Margaret, for contributing to the education of our children here in Southeast Michigan.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
Thank you. Any questions or comments or show topics you want me to get to, you can reach me, Vanessa Denha, very easily by emailing me from my website, epiphanycommunications.com. That's epiphanycommunications.com. Or you could find me on any of my social media platforms on LinkedIn or Twitter, Instagram, X, and Epiphany Communications on Facebook. As always, we remind you, our listeners, to connect, communicate, and to collaborate with your community. We'll catch you next time right here on It's Your Community.
It's Your Community, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.